A couple of years back, I was running a research project. We get locked with a couple of dancers for a couple of months. And we ask ourselves about how it is to be danced with the other person, more or less. So we started with some basic manipulation techniques, starting with bones, going into muscles, going into fascia, like more subtle, less precise. And then at a certain point of time, we started to plug in as well the nervous system. The ending of the nervous, the brain, the getting the activation of the reptile brain, and then integration of all of the systems in a way. The whole thinking was about there is a body that has a certain capabilities of dance and movability, and there's a mind, this direction that is actually directing the movement. So what if we split those two? What if my body is being danced by Bryce's mind? How would I dance with my experience, my trauma as a body man in dance, my ability of sensitivity of movement with Danny's body? And it threw out a very nice and useful technique, which I'm using as a complementary thing to contact in my teaching. It's tremendous in getting the listening quality, and it completely destroys the democracy of a dance. Because there's one person who's actually taking the, like, possessing the other's body and dancing with it, assuming the allowance. The reason I'm bringing this to this point is like, I would be very willing to practice it a bit or show or do whatever. I don't think it's a material for love, but I feel it's, I found it an ideal material for encounters. If you would be interested in, like, getting mounted or doing the round, I'm around. In the teachers' meeting or during the festival, just come and talk to me. And we don't need a lot of space, but we need some time. It's probably something from quarter to maybe three quarters, more or less. Can go a little bit longer. So I just wanted to extend this invitation to everybody. I love to work with different bodies, different sizes, different experiences.